This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back again for a Football Friday. Wait, no. On the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz here at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Ike, it's not a Football Friday.
It's not?
It's just a Friday.
Well, well, you're a two-time champion.
Yes.
You can make it Football Friday
All
if you
right
want
then.
To, Brother Spike. Brother Spike, how you doing? It is Friday. It's taking us a while to get here. 7 days exactly, but we are here. It is Friday.
Yep.
And I'm feeling good, man. Listen, we're heading into the weekend. Listen, this has been a tough week to get through. Not a whole lot going on all week sports-wise, right?
Yep.
Not a whole lot going on. Sixers got back on the court last night.
Wasn't good.
Damn it, man. I wish they had stayed off for one more night.
Yep.
But I'm here. Buzzkill is back at the station. Buzz, I don't know how big of a baseball fan you are, but baseball starts tomorrow in Clearwater. Holla at your boy.
What's up? I'm real excited. Favorite sport? Well, usually when you say holla at your boy, you're not supposed to jump in. I heard Fran screwed that up yesterday, so I thought Spike was about to talk.
Well, but he said holla at your boy, and you just, there was like...
But sometimes it's a rhetorical holla at your boy.
No. It's a real holla. You got to holla.
No, I'm fired.
How many times have you done this show, Buzz?
Yes.
2 days ago, you hollered at me. I didn't say anything.
All right, okay. Oh boy, there we go.
Anyway, I'm fired up about the Phils. Like, they're my favorite sport.
Don't be that way all day today.
It's like we never left. So this is Jack. You hear Buzz there. Jack Fritz is out. He will return on Monday. And I start with AJ from yesterday. Ike, we played some of the clips of AJ Brown on the Kicking It with D podcast. We haven't figured out which D it is. Mm-mm. It is not D Brown. It's not D Snyder. It is some D. And D-E-E. And one clip we missed was this one, him talking about the adjustment of the offense from this year to next year. Here's what AJ said.
You know, we don't know who's going to be the OC yet, but, you know, there's definitely going to be some changes. You know, we have to change. You know, we just won. You know, everybody has the film on us.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
We got to adapt, you know. So, we're not afraid of that. We've been doing that each and every year, but... You know, this time it may have to be a little more drastically, you know, but you know, it's a part of the game. It's a part. That's what we do.
So he said the offense this year or next year in 2025 has to change more drastically than it has before. And I agree with him. Mm-hmm. We won the Super Bowl this way, for sure. And I think part of the reason that the offense needs to change drastically is what he said, is that when you are the big dog, when you beat everyone the way that you beat them, everyone's going to be studying ways to beat you, right? And I think, to an extent, the offense has been pretty similar for three consecutive years, right? This is just the first year they ended up winning a Super Bowl with it, and it was the first year they had Saquon. I think the second reason is that we have to be honest. We love Saquon. We love Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to be honest about what we can expect from Saquon Barkley next year. And I'm not trying to wish something into the world. I'm just trying to be honest about it. Yeah. Saquon had 507 touches.
That's a lot.
This year, 507. And I went through, and this is only a few of them. And it's not every one. But I went through all of the running backs who had a combined 400 or more touches in a season, regular season and playoffs. Mm-hmm. And 70% of them the next year is not good. You have Natron Means in 94 was injured all year the next year.
Oh, man, Natron!
Terrell Davis tore his ACL the next year. Jamal Anderson tore his ACL the next year. Mm-hmm. Edgar and James tore his ACL two seasons later. Sean Alexander in 05 broke his foot the next year. Larry Johnson in 06 was injured most of the next year. Michael Turner in 08 ended up with just 178 touches. We know about DeMarco Murray. We know about Christian McCaffrey. The truth is that the way that we won games this year is not, we're not going to be able to do it again. So not only are we going to have to throw the ball more effectively, I actually think they're going to have to start thinking about, do we get a back to split carries to a certain extent with Saquon? And I think they did it this year, and we assume they'll have a good defense next year. But I do agree with A.J. Brown that the offense is going to have to change drastically next year.
Yeah, I don't know what drastically means, right? It sounds like a complete 180 or something, where you're just going away from what made you successful this year. I do understand those numbers. Those numbers concern me as well when it comes to Saquon. Having someone else to be able to shoulder the running back load next year certainly going to be or should be a priority. I don't know if that's getting somebody in the draft. Listen, I'm excited about Will Shipley. He's going to be an exciting white.
He will.
But he hasn't done it yet, and so we don't know what his workload would look like next year. Is he ready to take on sort of that workload that Kenny Gainwell had during his career here? And, yes, the passing game is going to have to be a little more prominent when it comes to play calling. But I'll ask this. I'm not sure how many Super Bowl champions change their offense or defense drastically the following year. When something has worked for you as a formula, you don't usually completely deviate from what made you successful the year before. So, you know, when the Cowboys were running with Emmitt Smith, they didn't all of a sudden try to turn Troy Aikman into John Elway or Dan Marino. They just continued to win the same way they had been winning, by giving the ball to Emmitt Smith. Now, granted, Emmitt was younger,
yes.
So
yeah.
That makes a huge difference.
Yep.
And I understand that.
It was the first part of Emmitt's career,
yes.
Not the end of Emmitt's
career. Yes, it was on Emmitt's rookie contract,
right.
As a matter of fact.
Yep.
So, yeah, I completely understand that. And that's why I understand they're wanting to preserve Saquon or finding an alternative to Saquon is certainly a priority for this offense next year. I agree with that. And I think some of that is by way of throwing the ball. But here's what I'll tell you. While I believe Jalen can get back to being 2022 Jalen throwing the football, I'd rather see that version of my offense. In other words, Jalen threw the ball, and they threw it effectively enough to the tune, I think he threw for like 245 yards per game. He had two receivers over 1,000 yards. Your tight end had 700 and something yards, but your running game was by committee. It was Miles Sanders. It was Jalen. I forget who the hell else was our backup with Miles Sanders being here.
I can't remember.
Who the hell was our backup? Was it Kenny Gainwell? It might have been Gainwell.
It could have been.
Yeah, it might have been Gainwell.
He's been in his whole rookie contract.
Oh, you know
contract,
what? It was
right?
Gainwell, because Gainwell was the running back in the playoffs that year.
Oh, right, because yeah. There was no Sanders in the Super Bowl. Right?
Yeah,
it was
basically after the first carry, he was gone.
Yep.
So, to me, I would look at our offense trying to be effective that way versus a drastic change to the offense. Now, I don't know what age appreciate it, guys. Yeah, thank you. That's going to be all day. They just started.
Yep. Nobody started. Works on Fridays anymore. Yep.
So, I
no man.
I can't even get my thought out. I don't know exactly what the picture of drastic change means in AJ's mind or in your mind, for that matter. I'm just saying, for me, if we can get the offense back to 2022, well, we may not lean on Saquon as much, but I'll take 1,300 yards out of Saquon next year rushing.
Yeah.
You give me a couple hundred, 200-300 passing, I mean receiving, I'll take that from Saquon next year.
215-592-9494. A.J. Brown says the Eagles' offense needs to drastically change next year. Do you agree? Here's the thing that is scary, and I'll tell you what I mean when I say drastic.
Yeah.
Is that we would say that 20 touches a game for Saquon is a significant decrease from this year,
yeah,
right?
What did he have this year?
He had 507 touches in 20 games, so that's more than 25. You know, it's 25 and a half touches a game.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, if you play 20 games in a year, which Saquon did, that's 400 touches again,
yeah.
Right? So to me, you can't count on that. And the reason that I would go into the year preparing to be drastically different, and I'm not saying throw it 40 times. I don't want to be a primarily passing offense, mm-hmm. but we ran the ball 59% of the time. I think that's got to be closer to 52 or 51, and that means Jalen throwing the ball 30 times a game and not 18 times a game. And the reason I think you have to prepare for that is that if you don't, if we go into next year assuming that we're going to do the same thing that we've done for the last 3 years, mm-hmm. and it doesn't work, then we are screwed. You can always go backwards. And I think Doug sort of showed that, you know, during his tenure. You can always sort of like can adjust on the fly to what you did. They did it this year. They adjusted on the fly. It didn't work. But I think Kevin Petullo, Nick Sirianni have to go into next year with a new plan. And I don't think 2022 is a plan we can think about, because that is on tape too. Like, I think we need to evolve. I think this is a way that Jalen needs to evolve into the next level of his career, into truly being an elite quarterback. I think it's a way the team needs to evolve. And you know this, the NFL is a league of adjustments, and eventually they will adjust to you. And I'm worried about the league adjusting to the Eagles too. And the only other thing I'd say about Saquon, and I'm not truly not trying to bum people out, mm-hmm. but even when you look at the 2,000 yard rushers,
yeah,
Dickerson the next year 1,200, Peterson the next year 1,200, Jamal Lewis 1,000, Derrick Henry 900, Terrell Davis 200, you know what I mean? Like, we love Saquon, but we absolutely cannot lean on him next year the way that we leaned on him this year.
Well, one thing I would tell you, though, he's a different runner than some of those guys.
He is.
Some of those guys were bruising backs.
Yep.
Jamal Anderson, Jamal Lewis. TD wasn't a bruising back, but TD took on contact. Eric Dickerson was more of a sprinter type of a running back, so he didn't take on a ton of contact. But
Would you say Adrian Peterson is the most similar to the guys we're thinking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, hell, Adrian Peterson, that dude was the bruiser.
Right. Yeah.
That dude was looking for contact.
Yes, absolutely.
But Saquon, I'm telling you, it's like, why they don't do it when you start talking? I mean, it seems like when I start talking,
you get everyone eagled up. That's why.
But I could be wrong, but it seems like Saquon never really took on big hits this year. Like, he seemed to be untouched a lot. And with this offensive line, which is why when I switched my free agent rankings order earlier this week, I went back to Becton being number two on my list.
Behind Bond.
With Zach Bond at number one. You keep this offensive line intact. I'm not saying lean on Saquon with as many overall touches as we did this past year, but I think you can get close to 300, 380 touches with Saquon and still be okay and keep him fresh for the postseason. They have to come up. See, here's the thing I'm thinking about with Saquon this year. They have to have one of these rest and recovery plans for Saquon through the first 6 weeks of the season. I wouldn't even lean on Saquon early in the season.
Start him off slow instead of starting
him
off.
You want to get him ready for November, December, and January.
Right.
Right. We shouldn't have to give Saquon the ball 25, 30 times in the beginning of the year.
No, absolutely not.
He wouldn't touch the field in preseason. That's already a given. He's not going to play in a preseason game. I monitor his touches and workload in training camp, and then I slowly ease him in to get him ready when October rolls around. That mid-October is when now it becomes the Saquon Barkley show. And they got to be able to do that. So that's on the team to sort of have this sort of plan in place that Saquon is stronger late in the season versus relying on him heavy in the beginning, which may mean you need to rely on Jalen in the passing game more early.
Throw the ball. He showed he can do it. Let's keep doing it.
2022, I'm going to give you some numbers on 2022 you may like.
Okay. Oh, is that you're holding that for a minute? You'll give it?
Yeah. Okay. I'll give it to you later.
215.
Call that a tease in the business.
215-592-9494. A.J. Brown says the Eagles' offense needs to change drastically next year. I agree.
Louder.
Ike does not. Oh, goodness. Eagles, fight. All right. We do have a next question today, Ike.
What we got, bro?
All right. So the winner of next question today gets a $150 gift card for Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods is your number one choice for high-quality meats and seafood without breaking the bank. Over 700 items in store and online. Find Philadelphia area locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get same-day shipping. On this day in 1948... But they start drinking early. There's no way they're lasting past 3 o'clock, to be honest with you. On this day in 1948, NASCAR was founded. And NASCAR is something that
is a great sport.
Is very popular that I don't get.
Not athletes, yeah, but great sport.
We have to be athletic.
What do you mean? It's a car.
But it's a grind.
Well, look, what type of athleticism is a NASCAR driver?
Strength and endurance. Look,
that's not athleticism.
I think it is a little bit. They're more of athletes than golfers.
I knew you were getting ready to
say
that.
Well, it's true.
I knew you were getting ready to say that.
I mean, it's true. It's true.
Listen, everybody can't sit in a 200-degree car. I know that.
Yes, that's true.
Going around a track.
Yep.
100 times or however many times they do.
Yep.
But come on, man. The car doing the work.
Car's doing a lot of the
like
work.
Like a damn jockey being an athlete.
Yeah, they're not athletes. But I will take a NASCAR driver.
The horse is the athlete.
But so for next question today, NASCAR is a popular thing that I don't get.
Yes.
So for next question today, you'll call up with your sports point, but we will ask you, what is something popular that you don't get? Ike, what is something popular that you just don't get?
Popular that I just don't get.
Do you want me to give you mine?
Yeah.
Springsteen.
Oh, you go,
right. Dude, I don't get it.
You don't
it
like
at all.
Springsteen?
I don't like Springsteen. Like he,
oh, man, that's our childhood.
3.5 hour concerts and like none of the songs are really all that good. Like everybody here loves Springsteen and it drives them crazy. I don't get it. Not only do I not like it, I actually, like Taylor Swift I don't like, but I get it, right?
I don't get why you don't like Taylor Swift.
I just don't like it. She seems fake. But Springsteen, I don't even get. So
right.
Springsteen is something that is popular that I don't get.
So here's the thing that I've never really gotten.
Okay.
And it's a genre of movie.
Okay.
And it's the whole sword and the sorcerers.
Oh, yes. Like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Harry Potter.
I've never been into any of that stuff, man.
For dorks. Dungeons and Dragons
yes.
stuff. Grow up. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I've never... Did you say the one? What's the one that was on HBO?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Don't get it.
Never seen an episode.
Don't get it. Don't get it. Don't get it. I don't know who anybody is. I don't know what they're saying. All right.
Yeah.
215-592.
Medieval times? Is that or is that? What would that be?
Well, I think Game of Thrones is supposed to happen like in an alternate like universe or something.
Oh, right? So that's not even. Okay. So it's not even real.
No. Game of Thrones is not real.
Oh, I thought it was something that was ancient times
No. Yeah. I think there's dragons and stuff in it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 215.
Dragons are real, right?
Dragons are real.
Yeah.
Yeah, some dragons.
I've never seen a Komodo dragon breathe fire.
No, I don't think they actually breathe fire. I don't think. I guess I could be. I'll check Twitter. I'm sure there's eight people telling me that.
I don't want to. I had a thing with dinosaurs years ago.
Oh, I remember that. Do you know I've come to your side a little bit on that? We won't talk about that today, but I've thought about that a long time because I thought you were crazy at that point. And I'm just like, well, all right. Does the Eagles' offense
it's
need
Friday.
To change drastically? Corey in Columbus leads us off. You're on WIP.
Come on, C.
What's up, Corey?
Man, there you go, Spike again. You bringing up all them stats. DVOA, how'd that work out for you?
DVOA.
Hey, well, man, this is not DVOA. This is torn ACL. That's not DVOA.
This running back a different breed. Like I told you, this quarterback was a different breed, man. That them stats don't apply to us, but nah, I get what you're saying. So AJ Brown, he's saying something without saying something. We know how AJ feels. What he's saying is that the passing game need to be better next year, which we all agree on that. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't think you need to like dramatically change the offense. Like if you look at the successful team, like I don't see the Chiefs dramatically changing their offense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they better. They better. They scored 22 points a game this year.
Right, but also, like, I look at the Chiefs. Like, they lost a lot of talent in their offense. You know what I'm saying? As, like, the years has gone on and players have declined. I think that has been, like Andy Reid's offense pretty much been very similar since, like, you know, it's evolved, but, like, since he's been a coach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What the Eagles have to do is they have to be better in the passing attack. I do agree. We got to get a running back to take some of the load off. I like Will Shipley. I'm a big Will Shipley fan. You know, if you want to go out there and get a running back, I know a school that got two running backs that carry
the load. Oh, man, your boy ain't going to be there for me. I thought we'd be able to sneak him. I want to trade me on Henderson. That's who I want.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You guys talking about college football?
He might go second round.
All right.
You weren't here last year's fight. You going to have these draft talk this year.
No, I was here for the draft this year.
Yeah, he was here.
I did YouTube big board and everything.
Oh, yeah. His YouTube big board wasn't bad.
I had Bo Nix.
You had the what's the name dude in the Saints as your QB1. What's his name?
I did. I had Spencer Rattler.
Yeah,
so I had Spencer, but I had Bo Nix too.
That's right.
He
but
did.
I agree with AJ Brown. Like AJ Brown want to get back to the 2022, 2023 AJ Brown getting the 1,400 yards, and that's okay. You know, you can win Super Bowls that way. I agree with that, but. You also, like, if people, when he says dramatically changed, like, what does he mean? Like, I don't want to just go out here and run a completely different scheme where we doing different stuff. Like, you want some continuity with your quarterback and terminology and stuff like that. But if you want to come up with better play design and stuff like that, but dramatically change the offense, like go away from what works, I disagree with that.
Now, I don't know if it's go away from what works, but we're not going to be able to run the ball 60% of the time next year.
Oh, for sure, but you also got to look at too, like teams are going to adjust to us, and we saw what happened in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl when they did that. If the Eagles come out running the ball and they stack the box like the Chiefs is the top five defense in the league, you're going to get one-on-one favorable matchups, so that's going to change the offense. So even if you throw the ball 20, 25 times, like we put up 40 points. I know we got some turnovers, but even if you take the turnovers off the board, that's still 30 points that we put up with our offense barely running the ball. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jalen's still going to be able to run. Even if Saquon ain't having the big games, you're not going to take away Jalen, Saquon, and the one-on-one pass game. That ain't going to happen because this team is just talented for that. Now, scheming-wise, of course, you know, being better. But I'm not with the dramatically changing. I'm against that.
Sorry, Corey.
We're distracted.
Yeah.
We still
living off the Super Bowl.
Some of us are.
Hey, keep going. But I'm going to give y'all my things I don't get.
Yeah,
I kind of took one of mine, but something that I don't get is I don't get Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie. I don't see the talent there. I don't care, y'all. I don't got no family.
Hold on, you don't see the talent?
You don't see the talent?
Is that what I said? is that what I said? I mean, she okay. She ain't no Beyonce. She ain't no Beyonce. I put that out. She ain't no Queen B.
I agree with you on that.
She ain't no Rihanna.
She ain't no Riri now. Yeah, she ain't no Riri.
And I ain't got no family for y'all to put no comments in on the restaurant. All that. So, okay. I said it. I don't need to see all that.
All right, Corey.
She can sing, though.
She can sing. Yeah, she writes great songs.
Somebody's buying all these records.
Yeah, of course.
Are they still buying records?
No.
Somebody's downloading all these records.
They stream it. Coming up next.
I said that like I don't have Spotify or something.
Right. I don't know how these kids listen to music these days.
Pull out the record player, do the whole thing with the
8-track. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to change their offense drastically next year? AJ Brown says they do. And next question today, what is something popular that you just don't get? Coming up next, Ike, we have to talk about Bryce Harper's new tattoo.
I don't get hanging out at a bar drinking on a Friday afternoon.
At 2 in the afternoon? Singing? It's unbelievable, man. We'll talk about Bryce Harper's new tattoo.
All right.
Next. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. And Ike,
yes.
You know what? We talk about the pass game needs to improve and might need to change drastically. You know, I'm talking to you at home. Yeah. You might need to improve in the bedroom.
Come on, man.
You might need to change drastically in the bedroom.
Talk to me. I change course.
And if you do that, you use the Blue Chew, buddy. Mm. Use the Blue Chew so you can perform at tip-top shape.
And now everybody's happy. Believe me.
You using a Blue Chew, if there were a QB rating for you in the bedroom with the Blue Chew, you'd be like 137. I think that's a perfect QB rating, isn't it? 141 or 137?
Sounds good to me, yes.
Yeah, Blue Chew's great, man. It is made right here in the U.S., and they prepare it and they ship it direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
There you go.
Also comes to you quickly. Also, because it's all online at BlueChew.com, my friend, you know what that means.
That means it's free or it comes in a discreet package.
Both. Yeah. I mean, the first month is free. Also, no doctor, no weird doctor's appointment.
That's the best part right there.
No waiting in line at the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but it's chewable and it's all online. So here's what you got to do. You go to BlueChew.com. As Ike just said,
yes,
it's free for the first month. You might as well try. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially with those guys yelling in the background, you might as well try. You should bring them into your bedroom.
I was going to say, I got some for them.
Yeah. So you do that.
I'll bring it over in a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, you consult with a licensed medical provider. You get your first month free, and then you'll be ready to, Ike.
Chew it and do it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Basketball, hockey, baseball, all better with ice cold beer and crab fries. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. And you should know we are here Mondays during football season, but until football season, so from now until September, we will be here on Fridays. So if you'd like to come see us at Chickies and Pete's, it is Fridays here on Packer Avenue. Ike, we will get to the Bryce Harper tattoo in a moment. But what we are talking about is A.J. Brown's comment that the Eagles offense needs to change drastically next year, which I agree with. I think they're going to have to pass significantly more. I think they're going to have to work in a second back. I don't think that leaning on Saquon the way that they leaned on Saquon, and I agree on this part of it. I don't think you can lean on Saquon the way that you leaned on him this year.
Yeah.
And I actually think the entire structure of the offense they have to think about. They've been doing the same thing for 3 years, and they are the big dogs now. So 215-592-9494. Lamar in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Lamar?
Oh, man, Spike, you don't get enough of this, do you?
What do you mean?
I feel like I heard you all year saying from week four on, they're going to have to do something other than run the ball.
They did.
But no, they didn't.
Yes,
like,
they did.
They do is,
in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, they scored 55 and 40 points because they threw the ball.
Okay, you going to let me finish now?
Yeah,
Spike?
Sure.
So you're right. In the NFC Championship, they did. Did they just skip week four and get to week 17? No, they ran the ball all the way up until the NFC Championship game. I heard something that I agree with from Shannon Sharp about maybe a month ago. He said when you run the RPO offense, the defense dictates what you do. So at the end of the day, Swipe Y, when Jalen comes to the line of scrimmage, I fully trust him to know when he has a loaded box and when he has a light box. That dictates what you do. It's called the RPO. It's a run pass
option. I know what an RPO is.
Well, why would they have to change from RPO if the defense is dictating?
Well, the reason their RPO works so well, by the way, or else every other team could run an RPO who has a mobile quarterback, is because they have Saquon Barkley there. And what I just said is true, is like they cannot rely on Saquon next year the way they relied on Saquon this year. There is example after example after example after example of running backs not being the same the year after 400 touches. He had 500. So all this stuff about the reason that people kept telling me that this year they could do what they did is because they had Saquon. You simply cannot count on the same Saquon next year. It would be great if we get it, and if we get it, it's awesome. But you can't count on it. It's just like he is, and he's also not 23. He's 28. He's been in the league for 7 years, including a surgically repaired knee. Like, it's just not realistic.
All right, let me ask you this question, Spike. What do you see the Commanders going at next year? Yeah, I mean, is it fair to say right now that the assumption is that they're going to challenge the Eagles for the East next year, and that next year the Commanders are going to be a playoff team?
I think that's a fair assumption, I would say.
Okay, now who do they have at running back?
Well, they also have $100 million in cap space.
I understand that, but right now they run the RPO offense, and they run it with Jayden Daniels, two handicapped running backs, and a good wide receiver. So my thing is, at the end of the day, they run it without a Saquon Barkley, and they went to the NFC Championship game.
Yes, and first of all, they got their ass kicked in the NFC Championship game. The second thing is they ran it significantly less than the Eagles did this year. Every team in the league did. The Eagles ran the ball almost 60% of the time. You have run-first offenses like Baltimore and Detroit and Washington running it 52% of the time. We were 29th in the league in passing.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm sorry, this sort of split is not realistic. It just isn't. You did it 1 year and we got away with it, but you can't bank on doing it over and over and over again.
Spike, did they run the RPO in 2022? Because I recall they ran it in 2022 as well.
Yes, just running the RPO doesn't mean that you have to run it as much as they did.
But my thing is, again, when people see, I think what you get with Barkley now is, I feel like until the Chiefs game, nobody really set out to really stop it. So they were allowing the Eagles to do it. I feel like the Chiefs say, you know what? We're not going to allow Barkley to hit his head on the goalpost, so we're going to actually defend it. Then you've seen the offense, to me, open up. I feel like as long as teams are playing off, I don't care if it's Barkley, if it's the other young kid from last year or another back, you don't change nothing in the offense as long as they're not loading the box.
But they're not gonna need to load the box if Saquon Barkley's not back there the entire time. I think the RPO is more magic than it is. The RPO has been in the NFL since Chip Kelly got here. I mean, really, that's when the RPO started. I mean, that's 13 years ago. There's plenty of teams that run the RPO that don't win the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
And you're absolutely right. But how many teams right now would you say in the last 13 years you say will run it as good as maybe Patrick Mahomes, who may pass it more, or Jalen Hurts?
But everyone passes it more. Everyone. Every team in the NFL.
Jalen wins more than him, Spike. So help me understand where we're getting at. Jalen wins more. So what's the difference?
Do you think, last thing, Lamar. Let's say the back in the backfield was Miles Sanders this year. Do you think the Eagles would have won the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And I'll tell you for one reason. Miles Sanders runs sideways. He don't run straight. Guy runs out of bounds and runs sideways.
Well, that's my point. Hey, Lamar, what's something for next question today based on NASCAR being invented in 1948? What is something that's popular that you just don't get?
A.J. Brown.
See? I should have known.
He's not an A.J. guy?
Not an A.J.
Is that
guy.
What that meant?
I could tell that was happening.
Well, here's the thing. All right, so I said I had these numbers for you.
Yes.
So I've been racking these things over here. And I really do believe we can get back to the 2022 offense. I really do. And here's why I believe that. A, you have Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
Now, Saquon Barkley is coming off a obviously a historical season.
Yep.
You gave us a number. He's touched the ball over 500 times, I believe. So you have to expect somewhat of a dip in his production next year. We don't know how much of a dip is going to be in his production, but it can be made up in the passing game if you look at it from where it was last year. Now, 2022, 246 yards a game passing isn't a ton of yardage.
No, but it's significantly more than this year. Yep.
Right. It's significantly, boy, what did he, I think, what did he,
190
this year, something like that. So let's say at least 50 yards more than what he was. And I'm not saying that's not nothing. That does matter, especially if AJ's getting those 50 yards.
Yep.
So that certainly matters. But here's the thing where I think it's attainable. He threw the ball 30 times a game in 2022. He had over an 8 yard per average completion, one of the highest in the league. When you throw for it, if your completion per attempt is over 8 yards, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So he was over 8 in the league. He's always been a pretty damn good deep ball thrower. So you got that part going for you as well. And if you think about him in the running game, he ran the ball that year 11 times a game on average, right? And all those weren't designed runs. Some of them were. At least that year, he had a lot more designed runs that year.
Do you think he can do that again? You know, 5-6 years into his career, you know, hit as many times as he's hit.
Yeah.
Do you want Jalen Hurts running that many times a game?
You know what? Eight to twelve is going to have to be there.
Okay.
He has to do it because I think it's a part of his game, right? It would be like if I didn't want Lamar Jackson to ever run the ball,
right?
Right? Like it's or Josh Allen for that matter. Like
for sure.
It's a part of their game. What makes them dangerous at the position, and he did that to the tune of 50 yards a game. So I look at those numbers and I say those are attainable. Like those are attainable numbers. Where the Eagles will have to supplement Saquon's production will be the complementary back. The complementary back and the attempts that Jalen has, he has to connect on them. So 30 attempts a game, I didn't see where that averaged at on the season amongst other quarterbacks, but we can deduce that 30 attempts a game is a decent.
Yeah,
it's probably a top third.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a significant difference from this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It would be a
significant
difference. I don't
know. I didn't look and see how many he attempted. But we know we saw games where it was 20, 25 times.
Yeah.
Some games.
I mean, I don't know how many attempts he had this year.
The Giants game, it was 18, was it?
Yeah, I feel like they probably averaged 22 or 23 this year.
Okay.
And especially if you take the average from the bye week to the end of the year, which is really what we're talking about,
right.
I bet it's somewhere around 20, actually, if we take away the Green
away
Bay
the first
game,
four games,
the Atlanta game where we had to throw
more,
from behind, all that sort of Tampa we had to throw from behind.
Threw the whole game,
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. A.J. Brown says the Eagles' offense should change drastically next year. Do you agree? What do you think the Twitter poll is on that?
Well, this is the one we're leaving up to the voters, how they interpret
what
drastically.
Drastic.
Yes. And you hear that, I'll say the initial reaction is no. Don't change things drastically because they just won the Super Bowl. But I don't think it's overwhelming. So I'll go 56 says no.
61.4% say yes.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, now I'm actually stunned at that.
Okay.
I wonder how that evolves during the show, but that isn't the number that I expected.
Well, I think people also look at it and say, listen, we won this year. Very similar to what you just said. We were fortunate enough to win this year playing the way that we played. And they know that it's not sustainable.
Yes.
So you're going to have to do some things differently. I will say this. The passing game was ranked 9th in the league that year. 240 yards per game. In 2022.
Yep.
It's only ranked 9th. They were the 5th ranked rushing team that year. But they were the 3rd ranked scoring team. So I would ask you this. They averaged more points in 22. They averaged 28 points a game.
Yep.
In 2022 playing that way.
Yes. And
Look, with, if he with the ninth-ranked passing offense and the fifth-ranked rushing offense.
Forgetting about how they style it, if he throws the ball 30 times a game, actually, to me, that's drastic. He, I think because it's happened so gradually, we forget what a difference it was 2024 to 2022, like how the offense looked. It was, they were both run-first offenses.
Oh, we remember it.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I think that's even drastic, to be honest with you.
Dude, they were bombs away in 2022. That's how AJ got 1,500 yards, and Devontae got 1,200 yards.
So, we know Bryce Harper, and we're going to see Bryce in a couple of weeks when we go down for spring training. He is the ultimate panderer. I give him credit because he sets a new pandering like record every year.
Pandering.
And he's finally done it in a way that I can truly understand. Is that, have you seen Bryce Harper's new tattoo?
I have not seen it.
I'm showing it to Ike right now.
Check that out.
Bryce Harper got a tattoo of the Philly Fanatic on an ATV. It looks like, I think it's on his wrist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that looks like his wrist. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's not a leg.
What would it take for you to get a Fanatic tattoo?
Well, somebody paid me. I might do it. Yeah. Somebody gave me enough money, I might do it.
This is what I give Bryce Harper credit for, because if it's an act, it is all the way in. Like, he never breaks from this, and he just
that's
keeps
why
going further
act,
and further.
Like,
but that's why I don't even care if it is.
No, it's, but it's not.
But to me, it's more impressive if it's an act, to be honest with you. Who likes the Fanatic this much?
Well, here's the thing he's going to do next. It's not finished. He's coloring this in.
Yeah, now, I haven't seen his other tattoos, whether he has color. There are some people that just leave it that way.
Oh, he has to color that in.
I think it would look way better with color.
Yeah, you got to color that in.
I'll tell you what.
That's the one thing about white guys.
Yeah, the color looks good.
Oh, you guys got great tattoos.
Yep.
Great tattoos. You know what I'm saying? Like, they come up, they come out very good. You can see all the colors and the different things in there. Put a tattoo on me. If it's not Daffy Duck, I don't know what you're going to really see there if you put a tattoo on me.
I've said to Val before, my wife Valerie, I've said, do you know who gives me the most compliments on my tattoos? It is black people.
Yeah.
Because the color is something that is harder to achieve on the skin.
Unless you're light-skinned.
Yes, unless you're light-skinned.
Yes. You know, I got my kids' names tattooed on me.
Okay.
I had to find the lightest spots on my body to be able to do that. Well, seriously, I mean, the inside of my arms.
Yeah.
So they're there. And then I'm on my right arm, you know, so.
Well, you have a dark complexion.
Yes, some would say so, yes.
You can see in a couple of the pictures in my wedding, like where the lighting is just so.
Yeah. Well, don't listen. I'm the only one that makes the dark skin jokes.
I'm sorry. You're right. There's the line. There's the line.
There's the line.
There's the line. All right.
It's all good.
I was going to say, it's funny.
That's why we always say, put us in the lighting or turn the flash on, man. Believe me, I know. I'm showing up and I'm seeing group pictures and I'm like, hold on, where the hell am I at in this picture, man?
I was going to say, if the Phillies won the World Series, I would get this.
They'll win it.
But I actually don't want a Fanatic tattoo.
Oh, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And you know I'm diehard Eagle.
Yeah.
That's the only mascot I think is worthy of being tattooed on you.
The Fanatic.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't get Swoop.
Right.
No Franklin?
I'm not going to get Franklin.
I didn't even know the Sixers mascot. Is it Franklin?
Yes, that's Franklin. His name. Franklin okay. The dog, yeah.
Yes.
And then
Wingston from the Wings? You going to get him?
Now, I know there are gritty tattoos out there. There's no doubt in my mind people have gritty tattoos.
You know what? Gritty is not a bad one either, because that orange pops.
It does.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, that orange does pop. So, yeah, I got to throw Gritty in there. Gritty's probably the second. That if you see it in a tattoo, it looks cool. It looks good.
A Gritty tattoo would look
cool.
Yeah,
yeah, Gritty
and
tattoo.
And you're right. Bryce needs, when we talk
to color
him,
that thing in, Bryce.
He needs color there.
Yeah.
He does need some color.
This gives the Philly some leverage in that contract, right? Like, he can't play for anybody else ever now, right?
So, here's the thing I was going to mention. This tattoo, the way that it's done, pretty easy to cover up. I mean, I have a couple of cover-ups. When it's just that thin black line there, pretty easy to cover up if they don't give
if he needs to.
Yeah, don't play for another team with a Fanatic tattoo on it?
Pretty easy to cover up. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to change their offense drastically like A.J. Brown says? Avalon Bryan, A.B., is back on WIP. What's up?
What's up, Spike and Ike? Listen, I called to talk about a couple things. I do think the Eagles need to shake it up. And the reason why is the rest of the league will adjust. And like Spike said,
Saquon is a year older, more tread on the tires. So you got to make that change. As for Lamont, a couple calls ago, Brian Robinson and who's the other guy in Washington? He used to be in San Diego. They're not exactly terrible running backs. So you do, you know, the league adjusts. So you got to make that adjustment too.
Yeah, they're going to have to make an adjustment. The question is how drastic is the adjustment and what is the adjustment? Like, how do they look? And the thing that we don't know is what does Kevin Petullo think of all of this? Well, like, what is Kevin Petullo's vision for the offense? Because just because he's close to Nick Sirianni and he's worked with Nick Sirianni doesn't mean that he sees things exactly the same as Nick Sirianni. And I think he said this yesterday. A lot of times, the person that you want working close to you is not the same as you. Like our show, all three of us are very different. Wouldn't work well if it was...
We're all the same.
If we were all like me, I'd kill me. You know, it wouldn't work that way. So we don't know what Kevin Petullo thinks.
Yeah, but it'll be fun to watch. And I think they'll make adjustments. And I think we'll see Jalen open it up a little. He's got the weapons.
Minor adjustments, AB. Yeah. Minor adjustments. Yeah. Champions don't come out of a sudden to do something. Hold on. Boston won the championship last year shooting three-pointers. Did they turn into a low-post team this year because everybody realized they shoot three-pointers?
Of course not. I agree with you. Minor adjustments. I agree with you. I'm not saying he needs to overhaul his game. Minor adjustments.
Okay.
Mm.
Speaking of Boston.
Yeah.
That's why I said that.
I only went last night because of my 15-year-old son. Are you kidding me? What is going on down there? Are you kidding? It was Mutombo night. Foam finger.
We played no defense.
It was pathetic.
Played no defense.
Yeah.
Finger, okay? Dean Pritchard had like 10 threes last night. You got some guy, Rowdy Roddy, whatever his name is, running around getting cardio, okay? I mean, he did a T-shirt toss. They were down 30 or whatever it was with 24 seconds left. Doing a T-shirt toss, telling people to get hyped. And then on top of it, the crumbs outside, instead of selling feet on pretzels and crappy Eagles hats, they were selling Celtics gear.
Wait a minute. They were selling Celtics gear in the building?
The building.
I'm sorry, AB. You keep going in and out. You're saying in the building.
I think outside the building.
Outside the building.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't blame the bootleggers. Look, here's the thing is, like, I don't blame – Sixers fans don't want to go to the game, so they sell their tickets and Celtics fans buy them. Yeah. Like, I don't blame fans. The team was pathetic. Yeah, the team was pathetic last night. It's been pathetic for weeks. It's one thing if they're down guys, right? And would love to blame – you know, and Nick Nurse going zone against Boston, as our good friend Tasty Cake Dom said, like – it doesn't work. The problem is when they're playing man against these guys, they get roasted too because none of the guys are trying. They have given up on the year. It's gone from the fans giving up on the year to, I think, the players giving up on. Not every one of them, but enough of them.
Let me ask you this. Since you're here.
The most egregious thing, that mush, Daryl Morey, had the gall. Big Dom had the Super Bowl trophy in the house. And Morey's picking it up and mugging for pictures. Are you kidding me?
I didn't mean
it. Can't stand it anymore.
A couple things there.
Yeah, thanks, AB. Thank you for the call.
Because, actually, I was locked into supporting our country against Canada last night.
I wish I could have watched more of that game. I saw by the time the podcast was over, it was 2-2 with about 5 minutes left in the third.
That's about I went to sleep. I'm lying. I said I went to sleep. I fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yes. You didn't decide to go to sleep.
No, yes. I was sitting there watching it, but I was trying to hang on. Very exciting game. So I caught the Sixers highlights this morning with everything. My goodness, man. I'm telling you, Spike, I don't know if they'll do it. They probably won't do it. It's time to shut the big fella down.
Here's the thing is, and we'll get into it later. From what they say about his condition, shutting him down is like the worst thing they can do.
Well, he can't have the surgery early and start.
We'll talk about it. There's not a surgery.
I thought that's what he said.
He keeps saying it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Joel a little bit later.
Yeah.
If there were a surgery that he could just do and he'd be good for next season, I think they would just do it. I think publicly they will say they still believe in this year. Privately, they have to know that this year is cooked, whether they make the play-in or don't make the play-in. But we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
He doesn't look the same, and
man,
he knows it.
Yeah.
And he knows it.
Yep. That little shot in the lane where Like his leg just gave out on him.
Yep, he fell down, and it was like 3 feet short of the rim. Yeah. One guy who still has it, and it has more energy than all the Sixers combined, that is Elliot Short Parks. Elliot joins us next. We'll get his opinion on whether the Eagles' offense needs to change drastically, and yours as well. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.